Lecture 5, Alma and Vienna.
Welcome back to Great Masters. This is our biography of Mahler, his life and music, and this is Lecture 5, entitled Alma and Vienna. Sometime during the spring of 1894, Mahler explained to his friend, J.B. Forster, what he would require from a wife, should he ever marry. "Listen and weep, my friends," and I quote, "You must understand that I could not bear the sight of an untidy woman with messy hair and neglected appearance. I must also admit that solitude is essential to me when I am composing. As a creative artist, I require it without conditions. My wife would have to agree to my living apart from her, possibly several rooms away, and to my having a separate entrance. She would have to consent to sharing my company only at certain times, decided in advance, and then I would expect her to be perfectly groomed and well-dressed. Finally, she should not take offense or interpret it as disinterest, coldness, or disdain if at times I had no wish to see her. In a word, she would need qualities that even the best and most devoted women do not possess," unquote. Anna von Mildenburg. Well, I suppose we all have our dream girl, and this was Mahler's, a genuine fantasy construct if there ever was one. The great love of Mahler's life during the 1890s was the singer Anna von Mildenburg, a superb lyric soprano whom Mahler almost single-handedly turned into one of the great singers of her day. Their love affair, which was the talk of Hamburg, was without a doubt the most passionate and powerful of Mahler's life. Unfortunately, for Mahler at least, it's impossible to imagine a woman any less like his dream girl than the oversensitive, possessive, hot-tempered, and demanding Anna von Mildenburg. Oh, poor Gustav. His love letters to Anna display all the confusion of a man passionately in love with someone he knows he should not and ultimately cannot marry. While their breakup in 1897 was inevitable, Mahler's relationship with Anna lit a fire within him that he could no longer ignore. He wanted to be in love. He wanted to marry. He wanted to settle down, which was a big deal for this self-professed wandering Jew. He wanted to have children. And to get to the point, the perfect woman, or so she seemed at the time, came along just a few years later. Her name was Alma Schindler. November 7th, 1901. Mahler attended a dinner party at the house of Bertha Zuckerkandel, a well-known Viennese hostess who entertained artists and intellectuals in her salon every Sunday. Mahler was seated next to his hostess's sister, a Viennese woman named Sophie Clemenceau. Sitting opposite him was the painter Gustav Klimt, the former director of the Berg Theater, Max Burkhardt, and in between them, directly in front of Mahler, was a young and strikingly beautiful woman who was carrying on an animated conversation punctuated with gales of laughter with Klimt and Burkhardt. Finally, Mahler, becoming more and more intrigued, asked if he could be let in on the joke. Mahler's future wife, Alma, the beautiful young woman, recalled what happened next. Quote,